Simon, Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, talked to Tracy last week when he signed, and he had played with in New Orleans with Dennis, and it was a big appeal to him to come back to a team that Dennis was coaching as head coach. I'm curious as to your take. The same feelings?
Tracy Porter, yeah.
Porter.
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him probably a day after he went out to visit, and you know, we had some conversation about that. He seemed pretty excited about going and playing for Coach Allen, and you know, I said it's funny because you know I remember being in those defensive meeting rooms, defensive backs meeting rooms, and you understand him. You know what he's about. He knows what you're about. And that's rare to get when you're in this league for a while, to go back and play for a guy that has coached you, was the reason you were drafted. And, you know, I got similar excitement, too, because I know he's going to get the most out of his players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Levi Damien from SB Nation. You know, chilling on that, you coming over here with Dennis Allen and Tracy Porter and a little mini Super Bowl reunion. What do you think that experience brings to the Raiders?
It's a tremendous experience just to play in the Super Bowl and also to win it. But it's a bond that we got when we came playing on that team, and you know, going through the hard times and going through the wins, and you just build that chemistry. So to be able to get together again, I think it'll mean a lot. You know, we're all in different positions now, but you know, on a different team. But I think us being able to bond together and tell others about our experiences and bring those experiences to a team that's trying to win a championship, I think it'll be beneficial.
You know, it's funny on the national perspective on the Raiders right now, I think, is a little bit, people are wondering, man, you know, they had all these salary cap issues and they cut so many players and they're signing all these under-the-radar guys. You know, but it looks like they're just in this bottom of this rebuilding mode. I'm just curious as to what your take is on that. Can this team, you know, do you look forward to getting to a team you think that can be competitive and win right away?
Man, I'm excited, very excited.
Yeah.
You know, in Cleveland, I was under the radar. In New Orleans, under the radar. All the way back to Kent State, I was under the radar. I enjoy flying under the radar and then getting out on the field and smacking folks. And, you know, joining this path and on with my career, you know, I think it's a perfect fit. I've been blessed my entire career to play and, you know, not have serious injuries, but just to come out here and join a team with a tradition of winning. In recent history, it hasn't been that, but I'm just looking to change that around. And, you know, guys like Tracy, guys like Dennis Allen and the other coaches, and also several other players that are recently signed. Just saw Jenkins and Hanson have re-signed. I'm excited to work in that secondary and cause some turnovers, get the ball, take away, and help our offense out. But I know it's one of those things you hear all the time, rebuilding. And rebuilding usually takes some time, but playing for Coach Allen, I know that he's not trying to take several years to get this thing going. So I'm looking forward to immediate success.
Are you have you played both free and strong safety, or is there not a lot of difference in those positions in the places that you've played? I mean, Tyvon Branch coming back, he's predominantly a free safety, but I know Dennis Allen likes to mix things up a little bit. How do you view yourself?
I played every position in the secondary, being drafted as a cornerback and moving and playing free safety. And then some injuries happen, you go into strong safety. And some other injuries happen, you play some nickel and dime. I think that several positions back there are interchangeable, but more so free safety and strong safety. You got a guy like Tyvon Branch, who I've watched throughout his career. And I mean, he plays great in space and also in the box. And I think he excelled at both. So, but myself, I've been a free safety the past 3 years, and I enjoy playing in space and roaming around and hitting people and attacking the ball and trying to get as many takeaways as possible. So I would like to play any position, but I'm more excited about just getting out on the field, whether it's free safety, strong safety, cornerback.
kicker, punter, long snapper. I'm just excited to get out there and, you know, to play with a guy and play with a guy that I've got history with in Tracy. And also, you know, I've watched Tyvon over years. I'm just excited to get out there, man.
Hey, I noticed that you've already made mention of your on your Twitter account about community involvement and such. Is that a big deal to you?
Oh, that's major to me, man. That's major to me. I've expressed how blessed I am to play this game, but not only to play it at the highest level, but you can hold so many young minds. You can help out on so many different levels, and I've always tried to make it a point to make the most out of my position being in the NFL. Of course, my first thoughts are excelling on the field. But while I'm on the field and when I go back home, you know, I look to reach out to the youth. So going out to the schools and trying to improve different youth or teenage mindsets, you know, getting them to focus on their goals, that's something major to me. And also something in my heart is the homeless. Seeing how many people, you know, overlook them. You know, different people have different situations for several reasons, but I'm not even in it to look for that. I'm just trying to help the next man. So, I look forward to serving a new community. You know, it's not out my career. You know, serving at after Katrina and then going out to Cleveland and helping out in the schools and doing as much as possible there. And now, in Oakland, looking forward to doing the same, but first getting some wins.
When you saw that Michael Huff had been released, and there was obviously a vacancy at strong safety or free safety there, did your mind think almost immediately, hey, that's where Dennis is, maybe that's a possibility, or had there already been some contact in free agency?
You know what? I didn't see that Huff had been released. I didn't look at the past at all. In free agency, you know, it's pretty unique. You get a chance to check out different rosters and depth charts and coaches and talk to several people. But I've always known, hey, DA is in Oakland, you know, or DA was in Denver, and my old coach from college, Coach Pease, he's in Baltimore, and you know, different coaches that coach you early on in your career, they move around, and different players that you played alongside with or against have moved around. And you know, when you hit free agency, you start to think about that, and you look around and you see different players all spread around the league. It's a small league; it's an elite league, and guys go to different teams on a regular basis. But you look for your where you think it will be a great for you, where you can help the team at the highest level. And I think Oakland was just perfect for me. I went in, I talked to my agent about it, and we had different teams that we were interested in, and had several teams that were interested in me, and I was excited to check out the possibility of Oakland.
Were you surprised when the Browns let you go?
Definitely. I felt pretty good about my years there, and you know, you never are looking forward to getting let go. But you do understand that this is a business. So you might get let go for several reasons, whether it's your play on the field, whether it's cap, whether it's, you know, it's your time to go. You know, so I was one of those guys that was pretty shocked, like several others, and I said, okay, all right, get over it. Just get back to work and get ready for the next team I'm going to go to help out. And, man, when I signed with Oakland yesterday, I was hyped because I know about the tradition. I know about the fan base. I know how crazy it is to play in the stadium, playing there. And, you know, this is one of those things you got to move on quick. And as a defensive back, I've been trained to have a short memory. You know, you can't think about the last play. You can't think about yesterday. You got to move on. And the next play is the most important play.